What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, I'm actually going to sit down with the Queen Bee, the runner of the office, Miss Heather Kimbley, and we're going to talk about a really cool experience that we had a few weeks ago while we were sitting down for dinner. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where we talk about what it means to really be successful across many aspects of your life. And we do that in the context of a very fun conversation that you could have with your family at dinner as well. All right. So for those of you tuning in, it has been quite some time since I have had my beautiful wife, Heather Kimbley, on a podcast with us, but she is sitting with me here today.
Hi, everybody.
And we are super stoked to bring this episode to you. So let me give you a little background, and then Heather's going to jump in and chime in where she sees fit. One of the things that happened to us, and we do this, so there are these cards, they're called the AND cards. So it's from a company called The Skin Deep, and what they do, they create these cards that are meant specifically to engage people in more deeper conversation, especially because so much of what we see in our lives is like pretty superficial in the sense of Instagram and Facebook and other social media platforms. So they did it as a way to get people to authentically communicate with each other. So one of the things that Heather and I have been doing for, months now, is using these cards as conversation pieces for dinner. So one came up a few weeks ago, and this was the card that came up, and it inspired us both to do a podcast. So the question is, I'm going to actually have Heather read the question to us. So this is the question that was on the card that we had to answer to each other. And the question is, Heather?
The card said, what did we have to give up and why?
And so, seemingly a very simple question and seemingly very, very open-ended. So as Heather and I are discussing our different answers and like answers to this card, to this question over dinner, one of the things that I really had the realization of, and I wanted to share the podcast with you for this reason, is that like we had to give up a lot in order to be where we are at in our lives today. And like, certainly there's still a lot of growth to happen. And if you listen to last week's episode, you know, one of the things I talked about was specifically celebrating your successes and celebrating where you've been. And so I wanted to have this conversation and bring Heather into the mix because we did have to give up a lot. And I think the most important place to start is, like, you probably heard our backstory, but I want Heather to just share her initial answer to the question of, like, to get where we have been today, where we have a practice, where we get to see amazing families, we get to take care of amazing kiddos, we have an awesome life, we live by the beach, like all these things. What was the biggest thing, Heather, that you had to give up in order to be where we are today?
I'm pretty sure my answer was that we had to give up everything, like everything that we knew, everything that we had, everything that we were or who we thought we used to be in order to be where we are now.
Yeah. So more specifically for you, because we're going to go into a deep dive into this conversation. We're going to talk about specifically what Heather and I have had to give up in different areas of our lives to be able to create what we've created so far, to be able to create more, to do more, et cetera. And so we literally have had to give up everything. So Heather, for you though, thinking about us making the move from like being employees who were earning paychecks to people who are now entrepreneurs, what was the biggest thing that you had to give up personally?
You mean besides my job in Indiana?
No, I mean, that is the thing that you had to give up. Yeah. So can you just talk a little bit about, so people have this understanding of like, because everybody looks at, I hear all the time, like, you make it look so easy, or it must be so, or I can never do that or whatever. But like, how much, what was the risk that you had to take, that we had to take in order to do it? Like, what'd you give up?
I gave up what I would consider at the time my dream job of working as a physical therapist in an orthopedic sports medicine clinic for the best docs in Indiana. I was working with primarily high school and college level athletes, and it was a lot of fun. I was able to kind of be creative in the sense of the routines that I was making up for each individual, and financially, I was secure at the time, and we had to give up everything within that to start over, essentially.
Yeah. So it's interesting that, like, if you look back on it now, and maybe not knowing what you know about where we're at in our life from a business level, from a marriage level, from having kiddos, all those things, what would you say, like, if you were to stay there forever and you could go back and you were like, all right, I'm going to stay here forever. What would your life have looked like if you would have stayed?
Well, I'd say on like a personal level, I think with you and I don't really think we'd be in the best place if not together, possibly. As a professional, I would say I'd still probably be happy. However, I think going day in and day out, it would be very much the same thing. And I'm sure I would have lost some spark just knowing, like, even then I had the thoughts and realizations about how chiropractic care helps with healing so much. And it's about so much more than pain. And I think deep down, I just probably would have become unhappy to a certain extent because I wasn't being congruent with myself.
Yeah. So this is huge. And like, I love talking about this and I love having these conversations because one of the things that Heather and I both realized, and I really had this realization, and again, why I wanted to do this podcast is because we literally had to give up everything. Like we had to give up our jobs. I had just been asked to get into the role of teaching other teachers in the school district that I was in at the time. And like literally the next day after they offered me that position was the day that I told them I was quitting and moving to chiropractic school. And so obviously Heather had to give up her dream job. But in doing that, like our income has, I don't know, tripled, doubled, quadrupled.
For sure.
It's way, way bigger. And it's not necessarily about the money, right? But it's about the happiness too, because Heather also mentioned something else important was that from a relationship perspective, we were not in like the best place. And I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, is that I like would get home from work and Heather would be like, hey, how was your day? And I would say good. And like, don't talk to me about work.
Yeah, literally the word good. And that was it. That's all I could get out of you.
And so how was that for you?
It was tough. I wanted to have deeper conversations with you and connect with you more, and you just weren't really open to it at the time. So it was just challenging because it, in a way, made me insecure about myself and, you know, wanting to be more of like a pleaser for you to kind of pull out of your shell and talk about anything with me.
Yeah. So like from a relationship perspective, I think that, and Heather mentioned this, alluded to it just a second ago, is that we probably, it'd be a pretty safe bet to say we would not be married if it would have continued down that track.
Yeah.
And like, I very much, like I'll fully admit when I was teaching, like I would get done at 3:00. I would be home by 3:30. I had a 7-minute drive home. Heather was driving like 40, 45 minutes one way just to work. And so I would get home so early and I would work out for like 2-3 hours. I wouldn't help with anything around the house, like no chores, no dishes, not helping with dinner. And Heather would come home and she would have to do it all. And then like, I would just be completely isolated where I wouldn't talk to her. I didn't want to talk to her.
Just wanted to sit and watch TV.
Yeah. I want to sit and watch TV. And that's kind of the person that I was. And I mean, shoot, this is what, 7 years ago?
Yeah. We were married a little over 7 years ago. So yeah.
Yeah. And so it brings us into an interesting conversation because when you said we had to give up everything, like everybody, I was raised, I don't know about you, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I was raised to think that like you go to college, you get a good job, you get a house with a white picket fence, which we literally had, like white picket fence in the backyard. And that's like the end of, you've done it. Like once you get a good job, you get a paycheck, you have a house with a white picket fence, you both have cars, then you just do that until you can retire.
Yeah, essentially.
But we were completely unhappy in that model.
Yeah, I don't know that we knew that we were as unhappy as we really were looking back on it. I think that we thought that we were happy. And then now years later with where we are today, it's kind of like laughing just because it's not even remotely close to how happy we are now.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So what was it? I'm curious to know, because I've never asked you this. What was it that made you want to give it all or be willing to like say, yeah, let's just give it all up and go do something that we could completely lose everything? Like $250,000 in student loans, Heather, no prospect of a job when we moved to Georgia. and then like leaving our family behind for 3.5 years to move to Georgia for me to get my doctorate. What was going through your head in terms of like, why were you willing to give it up?
I think I just always felt that there was something more, and maybe not necessarily more for myself, but I felt that there was always something more for you, and you weren't necessarily fulfilling it in the way that you thought you were. And I wanted to be supportive in any way possible. And if that meant literally leaving everything and everyone for a chance of like just a little bit more, I was open to it. I think also because I knew that if we didn't long term, we would kind of fall to how the rest of our family had fallen into.
Yeah,
lifestyles.
Like both come from families with divorce.
Yep.
Right. Both have, I don't know, I speak for my dad who like never really like found his passion and just kind of like
don't love their jobs.
Work is too good, then the paycheck's too good, so I can't really leave, even though I don't absolutely love it. Even though my dad just recently quit his job, and it was like the happiest I'd heard him in years when he did it, even though he had no idea what he was going to do next. So that's a whole nother side note. So in turn, you said we had to give up everything. We already talked a little bit about giving up our jobs, giving up our house, giving up everything, all the certainty that we had in our lives when we were in Indiana, mm-hmm. even though that certainty was borderline bored and
yeah, for sure,
not happy or fulfilling in any way.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we have to give up?
I would say that we had to give up friendships and relationships were huge. Honestly, we've grown so much as a couple, and then as like ourselves, we're so different than what we were when we lived back in Indiana. And it's like really hard because we had to let go of relationships in order to grow to be to who we are today. So that was, at the time, it was kind of like, oh, we're just leaving, we'll still stay connected. And come to find out, a lot of the relationships were more just out of convenience because we were all close by or grew up together and or went to college together, et cetera. And I don't think when we thought about moving down to Georgia that we knew the extent of the relationships changing.
Yeah, for
would
sure.
You agree?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I thought like, you know, I thought friends would come and visit, and I don't think I had any friends come and visit Georgia.
I didn't have any friends visit.
Like the whole time we were there.
We only had family.
Yeah, we only had family, and family very rarely as well.
Right.
Not good or bad, right? I mean, your mom was always great about visiting, but yeah, so like, I mean, we had to even give up like the friendships we had, but you know, if we've like fast forward into being here in California now and having the business and having Coco, what do you think have been the benefits of giving up some of those things?
I think I'm more certain with who I am and who I'm willing to build relationships with and become friends with. I am not a person anymore that really cares about having superficial relationships. And I think that also comes with age, and I don't know if you would say wisdom as well. I'm not that old, so I can't say that I have a ton of wisdom, but just being more certain about only wanting to connect on deeper levels and really get to know people in different ways than what we used to as friends.
Yeah, for sure. And I would say like for me, it's been being around like-minded people.
Oh, for sure.
And realizing that there's this interesting sacrifice that comes with the level of growth that you will experience in your life, where you will literally outgrow certain relationships. And those can be with friends that you had in high school. Those can be with mentors, which we've experienced as well.
Yes.
And this is why I wanted to share this, is because there's so much like in order to grow and be the person, like we all have a destiny to fulfill. Like literally today, you know, in church that he talked about like that exact thing. He's like, God has a plan for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how big it is like how much faith you have. And when we started to grow and gain more faith in ourselves, mm-hmm. and faith in spirituality as well, one of the things that we realize is like so much more has opened up for us.
Absolutely.
But it's like it's a growing pain because it can be isolating at times.
Very isolating. We had a conversation last night over drinks about, you know, like me as a new mom, moving to this city and state where we didn't really know anyone. And, you know, it's been a struggle finding those friendships and relationships because, one, others aren't willing to put in the same amount of work and commitment that we're willing to put in. And finding the time to connect is also really difficult as well. So it becomes lonely when you don't have those people that are as like-minded as you around on a consistent basis.
Yeah, for sure. And I really noticed that, you know, like some people that I, whether it's like interacting with through Facebook or text or whatever, it's like just the level and the quality of which relationships that I have become so much higher level with certain people that it's like tough to do anything outside of that now.
Yeah. Like, and you don't really want to engage in those conversations mm-hmm. anymore, but you don't know how to politely excuse yourself from it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, the lesson in this is all is like, if you want to grow and if you want to become more, like there are certain things that you're going to have to sacrifice, going to have to give up, going, and not in a negative way, like not in an arrogant and asshole way, but just like from the place of growth and differences and change. And I think that's what the question that I really want to dive into now, and hopefully we talk a lot about it, is like all the stuff we talked about so far is external. Like our job was something external to us as right. a being. Our relationships in some ways are external to us. They're like outside of us, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know from your perspective, what did we have to give up like internally as individual people in order to be where we are today? And you can talk about me or you can talk about yourself. I don't really care.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think for both of us, I would say one of the top things would be just giving up our fear of the unknown, like being okay with failing, being okay with not having answers, being okay with being scared, essentially, because when you're giving up everything that you grew up knowing and thought that you were going to have and be, and it can be like a really scary process. And I just always remember, well, not always, but I remember Dr. Sarah, when she was on the podcast with you, when she was talking about you have to just take that leap off the edge or nothing's ever going to change. And you have to be okay with getting rid of your fear for it.
Yeah, that was like such a powerful, I think so about powerful. That. I think about that all the time.
Me too.
And so this is like the crazy part about it is that, you know, there is a level of like, it could all not work out. I had a guy last night, we were at a party and I was someone I'd met for the first time. And this guy's like, how did you end up from like Indiana as a high school English teacher to like a doctor who's hanging out where you're hanging out and like the people you're hanging out with? He was like kind of confused and caught off guard by it. And like, he had already heard about us. So like there was good, like people had already been talking about us like in a positive way, mm-hmm. essentially. So he kind of knew who we were before we'd met him, but I finally met him and he's like, dude, how the hell did you like make all this happen? And I was like, dude, we sat literally like, I'm telling the story of you and I, where it was like, okay, let's say that we completely fail when we move to California to try to start our own business. Like, what could we, like, what would be the worst case scenario? And like, the answer was like, we're not going to be homeless. Like we could go, yeah, we have parents who have home. Like we could go live with my dad or right. which we had to do when we were married anyway. Already, so, which is like, yeah, you guys want to hear an interesting little funny story about me being an awful newlywed husband is, my wife. So we decided that we're going to move to chiropractic school and I let my school know that I was quitting and we put our house up for sale in July and then it sold
right after we got married.
After. Yeah. So like 2 weeks after we got married, the house sold in 3 days. So we're like a month into being newlyweds and we moved back in with my dad. And so that was, a really interesting newlywed yes. time for us that I didn't even realize was actually a thing until Heather pointed it out to me like many, many years later. She's like, you do realize that like we lived with your dad for the first 3 or 4 months yeah. of being newlyweds until yep. we went to chiropractic school. And then we lived in student housing, which is like the shittiest thing ever. So anyway, just this is like long transformation of me. Now I feel like I kind of have it together as a husband and as a dad. Still lots of work to do, obviously, but it's so funny. So like, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like really we fear set it to see like, okay, what's the worst possible thing that could happen?
Yeah. And we've already experienced it. So what does it matter?
Yeah, we already experienced it. So it was like literally what like, you can't get any worse. And then the other thing, like, I feel like is so important to share with you guys and being able to hear this is that, like, you already have a set of skills and you already have a set of relationships. So my priority, like, going into chiropractic school was to build relationships with people who I could trust and then also build a skill set. So I knew that, like, if I did fail, I still had my teaching license. I could go back to teaching. Mm-hmm. It may not have been in the same school district, but being able to go back to teaching, being able to use my chiropractic degree to work for somebody else if I needed to or whatever it was. So, like, we had, you know, just remembering that, like, you have skills in place now that you could easily use again. It's not like you're going to go to zero and just be homeless on the street for most people. Now, I'm not encouraging you to, like, take huge, huge risks without weighing it all out, but we kind of sat down and weighed it out and we realized, like, if that's the worst that could happen, then why would we not go for what our dreams are?
Absolutely.
And I think that most people don't chase after their dreams or don't push themselves to go big and play big because they're stuck in the fear loop of, like, well, if that happens, then, like, I won't have a paycheck. And they just stop right there.
Yeah. A lot of it comes down to finances for people, which I understand because trust me, we have struggled financially over the years, especially while you were in chiropractic school. I mean, student income, which is zilch.
Yep.
And then I wasn't working a fancy job. I literally quit physical therapy and started working for chiropractic offices so I could learn how to run a chiropractic office. And so most offices don't really pay well for that. And so we had a huge financial, like, learning curve for ourselves going from two pretty decently paying jobs to literally one not so decently paying job.
Yeah.
And so I totally get the fear of finances and not having that security. It is scary. We've experienced it.
And they're, like, not condoning this either, but just saying, like, just so people really have an understanding and, like, putting it all out there on the table. Like, there was a time before we opened our practice where, like, we had to pay rent 1 month on a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in our apartment when we lived in California. So there, you know, there were risk involved for sure. And, like, it ended up paying off. However, it's like, would I trade any of those struggles that we had financially for being stuck in the same place we were in Indiana 7 years ago?
No.
Not a chance.
No.
There's no way.
It's allowed us to become more mentally strong, if you will, in regards to finances, just being more abundant and open to any and every possibility versus being scared, like, what's going to happen? Oh, I don't have enough.
Yeah. And I think that if you live in a place of passion, purpose, presence, then the world will open up to you in ways where you'll actually end up making more money. And I think that that's been very much the case in our lives. As we said, like, there's so much to be scared about, but there's also just as much to be excited about.
There's so many more possibilities.
And when we choose to be present and focus on what we're excited about creating and not what could go wrong, like, the things that you want to create just kind of show up. And they really have.
In the craziest ways.
In the craziest ways possible. And that's what, like, that's why we want to share this with you, is because when you give up your fear, when you give up your old mentality, when you give up the job that is keeping you back, when you give up the relationships that suck around you, when you're willing to just take a leap into the unknown and you feel certain that you have the skills and ability to make whatever it is you want happen, then I can guarantee you that will happen. And, you know, our story is, like, a really, really good example, I think, of what life could have been like had we not taken the risk. And then two, what life is, and, like, there's still so much growth to be had for us. Like, this is not a bragging thing. This is not like we're, oh, so great, we've made it. We have still tons and tons of work to do. But it's really, really cool to be able to look at it and be like, oh man, we can, like, literally see the ocean from our home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just have awesome life experiences. We get to surf every day. Coco gets to grow up by the beach. We take care of amazing clients. Like, every single person inside of our lives right now, we just love to be around. Mm. And it's, like, such a joy and so fulfilling. And that's, I feel like, how everyone should live.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people just don't know that that's truly an option and possibility.
Yeah. And it is. I think it is for everybody. And I think it was meant to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like you said in the beginning, is, like, a lot of people are trading their time for money, mm-hmm. even though time is limited and money is unlimited. You could always make more money.
Right.
However, you cannot get your time back. So like if you're constantly trading your time for money, like we were when we were in our, well, you were in your dream job. So that was probably not trading time for money. Mm-hmm. I was certainly just trading time for a paycheck. And you realize that like to get out of that, you have to make some changes. You have to make sacrifices.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else you want to add, say?
No, I don't think so.
Awesome. So that is what we will leave you with. I want to have one question for you guys as a follow-up on this episode. And this is the question is I would love to know or love to have you think about or ask yourself this question is in the areas of your physical body. So like your physical fitness, in the area of your mindset and your spirituality, in the area of your marriage and your relationships with people around you, and then in the areas of your business, what have you had to give up, or what would you be willing to give up, or what would you need to give up in order to start living the life that you are destined to live, to start living a life filled with more passion, more purpose, more presence, more productivity, and more profit? Any last words, Heb? Solid gold. All right. We love and appreciate every single one of you. If you guys got some value out of this episode, I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. One, share this up with somebody who needs to hear it. This is how we get this message into the hands of more people. If you're interested in learning more about what we do and how we can help you live out more passion, presence, productivity, and profit inside of your life, you can reach out to us on Instagram at Nexus Family Chiropractic, Facebook at Nexus Family Chiropractic, or you can check out our website. Leave us a message, leave us a DM, leave us a rating, leave us a review. We'll come at you again next week. Love and appreciate every single one of you guys. We will talk soon.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.